the Thursday Thunder and the Read Possible podcast. I'm your host, Bradley Charbonneau. And this week, I'm back in the closet. You know the term, come out of the closet? I have gone into the closet. And that's, I'm catching up on recording for my audiobooks. I'm recording Ask and Dare, trying to get them done before we leave next week. I'm almost there. And as I did, see what happens, by the way, here, a little pro writer tip. When you narrate your audio, when you hear that, you hear your own voice speaking the words that you wrote, you get a whole different perspective on the content of your work. And what happens is, ideally, you'll find ways to improve. Wow, that just didn't sound like I wanted it to sound. Well, that's because you haven't spoken it aloud yet. And that's what happens in reading your book. Because when you're writing your book and you have the words and you have the words on the page, it's different than when you're writing and when you're reading aloud those same words. It's a different process. It's a different process for you yourself as the reader, but then because we're kind of performing a dual purpose, we are both reading the words and hearing the words. It just comes through differently. And then what's kind of cool is that you get into the flow and the rhythm and the beats, and the low tones and the high tones and accents and the emphasis and the quiet parts and the loud parts. And you realize you can pause here and speed up and slow down. And the performance of audio, wow, it's just so good. I really, really enjoy it. So here's an invitation. Go to payhip.com/repossible. And I've got my latest book, fresh, hot off the mic, Ask. Got the ebook and the audiobook bundle. You'll get them both. They'll be delivered through BookFunnel, which has an awesome audiobook app. And you'll get your thunderous discount if you use the coupon code THUNDER. When you're ordering, you put in your email first. And then it says add coupon. I think you have to put in your email before you get the coupon, even the little option for the coupon. So check that out. But then put in the code THUNDER. And I'd really like to hear how you like the process of BookFunnel, of PayHip and BookFunnel. So PayHip is the e-commerce, is the transactional, the financial, the taxes, the all that credit card stuff, or PayPal. And then BookFunnel is the delivery mechanism. BookFunnel is what's going to get you your ebook, and then you can get your ebook into your Kindle, into your Kobo, into your Sony, into whatever ebook reader you have. There's a delivery system built in, really easy to get your ebook, or you can use BookFunnel's ebook reader, which is also awesome. But the best part about BookFunnel recently, and this is brand new, is their audiobook app. So they have a full-blown audiobook app where you can listen to audiobooks. And of course, the people, the authors, have to have their books on BookFunnel. But if I am any indication of where the market is going, and having authors deliver direct to readers and listeners, then I predict that BookFunnel is going to be the way to go. So hopefully then, with your BookFunnel app, you'll have more access to more books, and then you'll already have it there. And then you will be helping the authors even more, because we will get, I mean, at least 95% of the cost. So you pay, you know, $10 for the bundle or something. I'm going to get $9.50. You don't want to know. Let me tell you how much I get. If you use a credit to get my book through Audible, for example. So if I were direct, I would get 40% If I were direct and exclusive to only Audible and I agreed for 7 years not to be anywhere else, which I just wouldn't do, I get 40%. But I don't do that. So I get, I think it's 25%. Then I pay 10% to my distributor, just Findaway Voices, who are awesome. But what's that? 25 minus 10. I'm down to 15. Remember that, let's make up that $10 number again. $10. I'm now getting $1.50 for my painstaking, grueling audio work. And I'm getting $1.50. So there you have it. I don't know why I jumped into that topic, but maybe because I was going to say it's close to my heart. It's close to my pocketbook. So there you go, little insider scoop of the real workings of an author, and then especially an author who does his own book narration. And I actually am technical enough to know how to do all the mastering of the files. So I don't have a tech team to do that because I know how to do it. And I also narrate my own book. So imagine that, by the way. Remember that $1.50? What if the audiobook author is sharing that with the audiobook narrator? Like 50-50. Now we're talking 75 cents. They're going to have to sell a lot of audiobooks to make 75 cents go anywhere. So with the 95% of going direct, now you have it from the horse's mouth, from the narrator's mouth. How's that? Is that funny? Am I joking yet? Is this fun yet? Are we having fun yet? I'm having more fun with 95%. Sorry, I really didn't mean to get off on this sidetrack. I really wanted to talk about how much I love audiobook recording, because I really do. The whole performance, the show, the voice, the highs, the lows, as I was talking about. So go check out Ask. Use the coupon Thunder. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you think of that audiobook, of their app. And let me know what you think of the book Ask. And I'll work on Dare, and I'm going to have Dare up next week. Oh, another little bonus. My last book took, I think, 6 or 7 months to get up onto Audible. Onto BookFunnel takes an hour. My Dare book, you can dare me. I'll have it up next week. All right. Thanks for watching Thursday Thunder. Thanks for listening to the Repossible Podcast. We've got a guest host coming up. Scott, if you're listening, it's you. You're on soon. Let me know. Let me know what's going on. I'm Bradley Schrovner. This is Thursday Thunder and the Repossible Podcast. Great to have you here. Check out the audiobooks. I'm going to give you a show. I'm going to give you a performance. I'm looking at theater. It's not like, and then Jane went up the hill with Jack. No, it's good stuff. We're having fun over there. I hope you will too. See you next week.